In his fifth poem, Catullus offers the modern reader a brief insight into the Roman concept of carpe diem, or, in more contemporary idiomatic terms, YOLO. The poet's passion for Lesbia, his pseudonymous lover, expresses itself enthusiastically by demanding hundreds upon thousands of kisses in this hendecasyllabic poem. The joie de vivre of the opening lines, declaiming in the subjunctive, "Let us live, let us love," capture the integral, love-struck tone of the poem. It becomes clear throughout the course of the poem that any consequences, predictable or otherwise, pale in comparison to the poet's emotion for Lesbia. Catullus and Lesbia have a brief time to love each other, and absolutely none of it should be wasted worrying about public opinion or tradition. How could any opinion matter when Lesbia and Catullus have only one brief lifetime? Catullus' feelings towards his girl created a young man in love and an open defiance of societal norms, including norms of masculine behavior. Instead of the traditional Roman gender role of the dominant and independent male, Catullus sacrificed his own masculinity by expressing his love, and more importantly, his need for Lesbia. In poem 16, Catullus mentions his friends commenting on his lack of masculinity in direct connection to this poem and his relationship with Lesbia. In essence, Catullus adored Lesbia so much that any grumbling or gossiping about his effeminacy meant nothing to him. The object of the poet's affection, mentioned for the first time in poem 5 as Lesbia, might be the infamous Clodia Metelli, painted as an incestual seductress by Cicero in his Procaglio. Being publicly connected with such a prominent and notorious member of society might have contributed to this gossiping. Catullus goes so far as to state that all of these rumors equate to nothing more than an as, the lowest form of Roman currency, equivalent to the modern penny. The poet, understanding the potential result of his affair, acknowledges in poem 5 that all of that trouble is worth the love of Lesbia. For Lesbia and Catullus, there are no second chances, no instant rewind buttons, with only one brief moment to shine. They must make the most of their relationship. The couple should, and according to Catullus, must, seize the day, for that is all they will receive. Having justified his flouting of tradition, Catullus repetitively commands his lover to dami basia mille de incentum, to the point of absurdity. Having demanded an infinite number of kisses, Catullus then mixes them so that not even the couple can keep track of their measurement. By mixing up the hundreds of thousands of kisses, the author stumps any attempt at quantifying or observing the exact number of kisses. Catullus finds obscuring the truth necessary because what is known is seen. What is seen can be given a hard look, and what is given a hard look sickens and withers under the aggressive power of inudia, the evil eye. The verb used to indicate jealousy over the love of Catullus and Lesbia in Videra also functions as the verb for casting spells. The Roman concept of witchcraft and curses revolved around casting the evil eye, the third definition offered for in Videra. Catullus and Lesbia have only one lifetime to express and enjoy their love for one another. Therefore, protecting that relationship from the invidious eyes of others is tantamount. While listening to the recital of the Latin text, pay attention to the rhythm and eloquence of the poem. Set in hendecasyllabic meter, the poem falls 1 foot short of epic meter. Another note of interest, the repetition of the words de inde, centum, and mille, epitomize anaphora, or the rhetorical repetition of a word or phrase, to heighten the emotional intensity. An emotional intensity that causes the poet to flout common tradition and truly embrace the one that he loves. Let us live and let us love, my Lesbia. Let us value the harsh rumors of all the grave old men at one penny. Suns are able to set and return, but our life sets with one brief light, and night is an eternal sleep. Give me 1,000 kisses, then 100, then another 1,000, next a second 100, then without a break another 1,000, and again 100. Then, when we have made up many thousands of kisses, we will mix them, lest we know, or a bad person may curse jealously with the knowledge of the number of our kisses. Vivamus, mea Lesbia atquamemus, rumoresque senum se vedi orum omnes unius aestimemus asses, soles occideret redire posunt, nobis cum semel occidit brevis lux, nox est perpetuuna dormienda. Da mi basia mille, de indecentum, de in mil altera de in secunda centum, de in duscoi altera mille de inde centum. De in, cum milia multa fecerimus, conturbabumus illa, ne sciamus aut ne quis malus invidere poset, cum tantum sciat, esse basiorum.